You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this TGIF Friday, September 5, 2025. September 5, 1995. Zommers.
It's before I was born.
I was working for Congressman Scott Klug, and I believe that's the evening that there was a tailgate for the Badgers. If memory serves, they took on number one Colorado at Camp Randall, and Chris Farley, the late, great Chris Farley, did a fundraiser for my former boss. That's the night I got to meet him. I believe if memory serves correctly. Anyway, it was a great 30 years ago. It seems like just yesterday in my mind. Welcome in, everybody. It's a great day to be Wisconsinite at the world headquarters of downtown Madison's Civic Media. Partly cloudy skies, sun is coming out. A beautiful fall day if you're watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twix, whatever you want to call it. I have my, it's a whiteout tomorrow at Camp Randall, going to the game with my lovely and talented sister. Got my whiteout gear on. And they're taking a look at the Sam Davidson street cam in beautiful downtown Madison. Look at that. A beautiful fall day at the intersection of State and Fairchild. You can see the big glass Overture Center there in the background. People meandering, crossing there. Now those folks crossing correctly, waiting for the cars to stop and getting the stop, the go sign to cross. So it's going to be a fun-filled weekend, big weekend in the state capitol. We have the Badger game tomorrow. And by the way, you can hear that game tomorrow on many stations of Civic Media. Kickoff at 3. I believe the pregame show starts at 1 here on the... I look at Somers and he gives me, I don't know.
I don't.
All right, well, here, let me reach over.
Todd's looking at the printout that tells us this information. It's been moved a little bit too far away from him. Now we got it.
Here's the problem. We share a studio with John and Gordy, our morning guys here in Madison, which are great guys, but we set the studio up differently. And so I forgot to move stuff back the way that, so I have it in arm's reach, you understand? I like to have the stuff in arm's reach. Here's the details for you. Yes, I was correct. 1 o'clock broadcast pregame show across many of our stations, Wisconsin taking on Middle Tennessee State. Or maybe it's just Middle Tennessee. WRCE in Richland Center. WLAK in Amory. WFHR in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. And WRPN in Ripon. You can hear that game tomorrow on Saturday. If you're going to the game like I am, if you got some white gear, take it because they're trying to do what's called a whiteout tomorrow so they can take a photo or whatever or intimidate Middle Tennessee. And here's the deal. If Middle Tennessee needs intimidation, we may already have problems here. But I'm hoping for a big blowout. I'm hoping for a great game. Again, for those watching the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twix, whatever, I also have hanging next to me my autographed, thank you very much, number 34, Brady Ewing, Wisconsin Badger jersey, which I will be wearing tomorrow at the game. Here's my dilemma. It's a home jersey, so it's cardinal red, and we're supposed to be doing the whiteout tomorrow, but I don't care. The numbers are white. I got my white traditional Bucky hat on. Big day tomorrow, and coming up at the bottom of the hour, we will tell you why. A very special honor for our very own Brady Ewing, our friend, our ongoing contributor here at the show. A really cool day for him. He is in town today over at Camp Randall, and he's going to be joining us via phone here in just a little while to tell, and we'll talk about why I got Brady's jersey up and why he is being honored tomorrow at Camp Randall. Really, really cool thing for Brady. Super happy for him. Also, coming up at 3:06, a little earlier than normal this week, our very own Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, with a humorous look at a week in review. A weekend of football, indeed. NFL kicked off last night. We'll talk about that game last night. I watched it on NBC. And before the thing even started, you had a guy throwing out. It was incredible. We'll talk about that a little bit later. So we got the NFL going on, the Packers kicking off. You can hear the Packer game on Sunday on many of these stations starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The Packers taking on the Detroit Lions in a huge, huge game to kick off the NFL season for the Packers on Sunday. And we got, of course, college football. So it's the first full-throttle weekend of football. And our What's Worse coming up next hour deals with that. What's worse, a weekend of football or a weekend without football? We'll take your calls next hour. And to cap it off, nobody knows the Packer beat better, Wisconsin sports better, than our very own sports reporter, Mike Clemens. He'll be joining us live from Lambeau Field in beautiful Green Bay with the absolute latest up-to-date injury report list. This whole deal with Micah Parsons, is there any reason for concern? Is he going to play tomorrow after the big trade? How does it all look? Clemens will have the latest for us coming up at 3:35. So a huge show coming up today. I'll just go to the phone lines quickly. Troy, listening in beautiful Mount Horeb. Troy, what do you have for us?
Hey, according to John and Gordy, you're coming over there tomorrow.
Maybe. Well, if they said at 3, they're lying, because I will be at the Badger game at 3.
I'm not getting in the middle of that one.
But. I know. There's a big for those. For people listening to Madison WMDX, there's a listener appreciation party in town tomorrow. Does it start at 3?
Yeah, it's 3 to 6 p.m. at Downdrin's Distilling.
Yeah, 3 to 6 p.m. I probably, unless it's a very quick game, Troy, I will not make it.
Well, that's been one of the big selling points, is you showing up.
That's false advertising.
Maybe I can be your consolation prize.
Sure. Zomers will go in my stead. You'll get to meet Mr. Zomers.
There you go.
Awesome. Well, Troy, I've already met you and your lovely wife at the Brewers event down in Waukesha. So, now you can meet Zomers.
That was a lot of fun, too.
It was. It really was. Thanks, Troy. Always appreciate your listenership. Have a great weekend, all right?
Have a great day.
Hey, thank you, Troy, out there in beautiful Mount Horeb, listening on WMDX here in Madison. 13 now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Normally, we don't introduce news segments with music, but I couldn't resist on this one. Here is an update from Washington, D.C. That's right. What a great song. Keep that playing, Zomers. I love that. Who sings that again? Is it
Edwin Starr?
That's right. Edwin Starr. War. This is from Politico. Politico.com. Headline, White House to rebrand Pentagon, the Department of War. That's right. You heard it correctly. President Donald Trump will sign an executive order today, allegedly, to change the Department of Defense's name to the Department of War, part of a broader effort to present a more aggressive, victorious military to the world, or so says Trump. A senior administration official confirmed the change, which would likely require an act of Congress. But the White House is looking for other alternatives that would avoid a vote. So here's the deal. What they've come up with is, it will still technically be called Department of Defense, but the subtitle will be Department of War, so they don't have to go through Congress. That's how they get around that. A War Department, that is, existed after U.S. independence until 1947, when the Truman administration split the Army and Air Force into separate military branches and joined them with the then independent Navy to form a new agency. An act of Congress 2 years later coined it the Department of Defense. Secretary of Defense, currently Pete, I haven't seen a bottle I don't like, Hegseth, who has embraced, quote-unquote, war fighters as a part of the Pentagon's identity, simply posted this week, Department of War, quote-unquote. Now, here's something that's interesting for those of us that might be concerned about financial concerns, you know, spending our tax dollars. According to Politico, it'll likely cost billions, that's right, with a B, billions of dollars to change the names of hundreds of Pentagon agencies, their stationery, emblems, plaques, and other signage at the Department of Defense, along with bases around the world. The expense could put a serious dent into the administration's efforts to slash Pentagon spending and waste. But Trump's effort to rename the department fits within the administration's wider reshaping of the federal government, from firing tens of thousands of federal employees to deploying the National Guard to Los Angeles and Washington. And remember, it was Adam Kinzinger, veteran, former congressman, Republican, who pointed out that when Trump deployed the National Guard to D.C., he did so on a 29-day order. Now, why would he do that? Because in order to get full reimbursement for our guard troops, it has to be a 30-day order or more. So Trump and Hegseth intentionally made sure that our National Guard's people, who are heroes all, by the way, in my opinion, got screwed over financially. As this article Politico pointed out, part of the impetus of Department of Defense was because they combined these other independent, you know, Army and Air Force, Navy, were all kind of independent out there, and then they combined them into Department of Defense, made it more streamlined. The other reason that they chose Department of Defense and not Department of War is because rather than having our image in the world being one of an aggressor and conqueror, they said, wait a minute, probably better if we realize that as the strongest nation in the world, we want to send a signal that we want to have a department that will defend our homeland, that we ain't looking to go out and conquer or take over other countries, that we're going to defend what we have. So very different thing, right, in your mind, if you say, oh, Department of War or Department of Defense. And now you have Donald Trump, again, wanting to make up for other things that he is deficient in.
Like smarts.
Like smarts, I suppose. And it's kind of like these guys that ride the, I'm not talking like a regular motorcycle. I'm talking about these little tiny crotch rocket things. They go, meh! And they go around Madison and it echoes all through downtown. And most of the guys are way too large to fit on these little tiny motorcycles that are just annoying. And they rip through neighborhoods and way at high speeds. And cops can't even keep up.
Weave through traffic.
The reason they do that is because they have small genitalia. And they're trying to make up for something. And it's the same way with Trump here. He's trying to make up for something. And so I'm going to make it the Department of War. Ridiculous idea. And going to cost us, the taxpayers, billions of dollars. Take your phone calls after this. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 on the text line as well. Come on back. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media. Ready to...
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Donald Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now, past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Friday, September 5, 2025. Zomers on the board. Glad to have you along. Just a great Friday. Very excited. Lots going on. Badger home football game tomorrow. Going to talk with Brady Ewing here after the bottom of the hour. Huge honor for him tomorrow. He's going to join us live to discuss exactly what that is. But we almost forgot it. But thankfully, we wrote it down this week. It's 23 past the hour of 2 o'clock, and it is time once again for Free Ticket Friday Brewer Trivia Giveaway. Let's go! That's right. It's Friday. It's time once again for Free Ticket Friday Brewer Ticket Giveaway. That's right. Text to win. I'm a believer. Hey, Brewers lost a couple. It happens. Brewers still 5 up on the Cubs here. They get back at it tonight. The Brewers do against the Pittsburgh Pirates in town. You can hear the pregame show starting this afternoon, just after 5 o'clock at 5:05 on many of our stations, WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WCQM in Park Falls, and our newest affiliate, WBZH in Hayward on the Brewers Radio Network. Exciting. Cubs are also in action, I believe, this afternoon, so we'll try to keep track of that. Here's the deal. Download the Civic Media app right now if you don't have it on your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, it'll pop up. Takes less than a minute. It's free, the Civic Media app. And then you open it up, go to one of the first 10 stations, those are the ones we're on, click on that. And then in the lower left-hand corner, it'll say text. Click on that. Now I'm going to give you a word in just a minute. And you text the word in to be eligible. At the end of the day, the computer will randomly draw from these correct entries. And somebody, at the end of the day, is going to have 4 tickets in your hot little hands for club-level seats at AmFam Field. Here's the star asterisk qualifier. You must be able to go on Saturday, September 13th at 7:15 in the evening. This is for Saturday, September 13th, against the evil, dreaded St. Louis Cardinals at 7:15. If you're eligible, because you can't transfer them to another day, if you're eligible, get your fingers ready on the Civic Media app and text the following word right now. The word this hour is fun. F-U-N. The word is fun. F-I-N. Text the word fun.
F-U-N.
What did I say?
You said fin.
Did I really?
You spelled it, yeah.
I'm looking at too many things. Thank you. Fun. F-U-N. Yes, don't do the other one. F-U-N. F-U-N. Why would I say that?
I don't know.
I think it's the last week's vaccine. I'm feeling, now that I'm over the initial reaction, I'm feeling great. I haven't had this much energy in a long time. I'm not sure why. I'm just in a good mood. F-U-N. The word is fun. F-U-N. Text the word fun right now. The Brewers are red hot. Tickets are hard to come by. But you can be there next Saturday night at 7:15, September 13th, when the Brewers take on the Cardinals. Text the word fun. F-U-N. You have until 4 o'clock to text the word fun. F-U-N right now. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842 if you want to join us on the old text line. This Free Ticket Friday Brewer giveaway, text the word FUN right now, F-U-N. You got to be able to go next September 13th. All right, got to go. Lots of calls to get to. We'll squeeze in as many as we can. First of all, a friend, our colleague, he's part of the John and Gordy morning team here on WMDX in Madison, our very own Gordy Young. Gordy, how the heck are you?
John, I'm doing very well. I'm traveling on the Beltline right now. So
I'm sorry about that.
No, I know. It's a mess. Anyway, so I just got word from my sources that you're not coming to the WMDX appreciation party. So I just want to let you know I am crushed. And fans are going to be extremely disappointed.
I don't think anybody will be disappointed. I'm not there. They're coming for you and John and Dom.
Well, you know, here's the other reason they're going to be there, because Downers Distillery is a great place for
it is.
Number one. But number two, you're going to miss out on getting a free complimentary ballpoint pen from WMDX with our logo on it.
Well, I'm very sorry.
New, right. I know. So you're out of the running on that. No ballpoint pen for
well,
you.
Well, I think when I told Catherine I would be there or try to be there, I thought the game was at 11. I thought, well, if it gets done in time, well, I'll drive out. Well, now the game starts at 3. So I've already –
let me get this straight. You'd rather go to a Badger game where they're playing some community college from Tennessee than come to the WMDX Listener Appreciation Party and greet all your fans?
There's more going on Saturday, and we're going to tell folks about that after the bottom of the hour, and that's the main reason. But, yeah, I love you guys. Anybody else in our listening area in Madison, get out to Downdren's Distillery?
In Cottage Grove.
In Cottage Grove, 3 to 6, meet John Gordy and the Italian Stallion, Dominic Lee, on Saturday. That'll be a lot of fun.
All right,
thank you.
We're going to miss you, but it'll be great.
We're going to miss you too, Gordy. Thank you very much. All right, folks, we're a little pressed for time. CJ and Gene, I apologize. If we have time, we'll try to get to you next hour. But, Gordy had to call in and make sure that he
chastised you.
Yeah, which I guess I deserved. Normally my social calendar is not that full, but this weekend it is. We're going to come back. Farm News is next with Midwest Farm Report, Pam Yonke. And when we return, we'll be joined by Brady Ewing, 3-time Big Ten champion, and tell you why he is suiting up again this weekend. Kind of, sort of. We'll explain after this. You're not going to want to miss it. Great interview with Brady Ewing next on the Civic Media. Ready to go. Kenny Chesney for you, 35 past the hour of 2 o'clock on a TGI Friday, September 5. Wisconsin putting it all on the line tomorrow afternoon against Middle Tennessee State. Before we get into that, though, a quick reminder, we're right in the middle of our free ticket Friday Brewer ticket giveaway. You can win 4 tickets in our beautiful Civic Media Club level seats at AmFam Field. It's specifically, and you have to be able to go this day, night, Saturday, September 13. Saturday, September 13 at 7:15 in the evening against St. Louis. If you're eligible to go on September 13th, go to the Civic Media app, download it for free if you don't have it. Go to the first 10 stations, one of them, open it up. You'll see text in the lower right-hand corner. Click on that, open, and then text the word FUN, F-U-N. Fun, F-U-N. We're going to have fun tonight. F-U-N is the word fun. Text it right now on the Civic Media app, and you have until 4 o'clock to do so. At the end of the day, somebody's going to go home or be sent 4 tickets for the Brewers game on September 13th. We're going to have some fun right now. Going to be having fun tomorrow for those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. I have my Badger whites on. My Brett Bielema pullover, my traditional Bucky emblem white hat, and I got the number 34 Brady Ewing jersey hanging up beside me in the studio today. We are joined by our friend, our ongoing contributor, 3-time Big Ten champion, NFL veteran, former captain of the Badger football team, joining us live from just outside of Camp Randall here in Madison, Brady Ewing. Brady, thank you so very much for taking time on this busy day to call in today.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me. Exciting weekend for our family, and excited to be a part of things tomorrow.
Well, for those that don't know, tomorrow, now you may recall, Luke Fickell at the beginning of the year, so they were not going to officially name team captains this year, like Brady was, along with Russell Wilson and Aaron Henry, and who else was team captain that year, Brady?
Pat Buttram.
Thank you, Pat Buttram. They were going to not have that, and so they're doing honorary captains with alumni, and tomorrow, for the coin toss, walking out onto the field, representing the Cardinal and White once again, and God, I only wish he had some eligibility left, our very own Brady Ewing, honorary captain tomorrow. Congratulations, Brady. This is really cool.
Thanks, Todd. Yeah, it's an honor. I mean, I can remember walking out with those guys that you had just named and going out on the field for many coin tosses my year, but to be able to come full circle and be able to walk out with some of the folks from the current team in Camp Randall Stadium, having my family there, and just a lot of people that have, impacted my journey to come full circle. It's pretty amazing. So excited for it.
Yeah, well, it's well earned. You're very modest about this, but I think those of us who are a little bit more balanced, honest to goodness, Brady is one of the most successful and best fullbacks to ever put on the uniform for the Wisconsin Badgers. Very, very successful. For those that might not know, started as a walk-on and then earned a scholarship and then ends up being a captain his senior year, and was a huge contributor to the three Rose Bowls that the Badgers went to, was honored enough to be at the last one that he was in 2012. Brady, when they called you, or how did they let you know you were being chosen? Was it the your record as a fullback at Wisconsin? What was it they wanted you to come back as a captain?
I guess they didn't specifically say, but I got reached out to by John Richter, who works in the with the football team, and we were actually in Cross Plains for a scrimmage for Bennett, my oldest son. They had a scrimmage there for his fifth grade tackle team, and had a text afterwards I had saw come through from an unknown number. So, you know, just saying, "Hey Brady, this is, you know, John Richter with the football program, and wondering if we can set up a time to chat here coming up." And so I had a chance to talk with him later that afternoon, and he just said, you know, they would love to have me as a honorary captain, and mentioned, you know, continuing to work to get back to the Wisconsin roots and the program, and, you know, fullback being more involved this year. So I guess he did give me a little bit of reasons, mm-hmm. but yeah, was super excited and honored. And luckily Bennett's team, that same team that was scrimmaging that day, plays in Edgewood tomorrow morning. So it works out really nice with the 3 o'clock game. So it's going to be an action packed day of football in the Ewing household.
I guess it will be. Wow. Bennett's in the morning and Brady in the afternoon. Now, I'm so happy. I mean, I'm really thankful that the football program is reaching back. And I'll give them credit. I've been a little rough on them once in a while, but I give them credit that they're reaching back to guys like, I mean, they had J.J. Watt there in the pregame, guys like you, who really understood the culture of Wisconsin football and what made it successful. And you pointed out, mentioned there, I mean, last couple of years under the former offensive coordinator with the big air raid offense, they completely got rid of the fullback position. They're mm-hmm. trying to bring it back a little bit more this year, but what a cool thing for you now that your kids, your sons, are old enough, because, I mean, obviously they have what you can tell them why I played there, but how cool is it going to be tomorrow to walk out on that field that you won three Big Ten championships on and have your four sons there with you and your wife?
That's what I'm most excited about, them getting the chance to be a part of it. And they've seen some of my jerseys, you know, heard some of the stories, but to have them be there and take in practice and the game down on the field and just start to develop some of those experiences for themselves, it's really going to be fun. It's going to be a good time, let alone family and friends that are going to be at the game that it played a big part in that journey too. Just kind of a moment of reflection and a way to look back and celebrate all the cool things that oftentimes when you're going through them, you don't get a chance to do it just because you're, you know, one game at a time mentality onto the next thing. And now to take some time to just slow down, reflect back, and to be a part of it as an honorary captain, it's going to be really cool for the family.
Well, it's really well deserved, and lucky that you know, my friend Rob Wheat, who has season tickets, it turns out he couldn't use them this week. So my sister Heather and I are going. We can't wait to be there. We're digging out, as you know, because Brady autographed this for me years ago. I rarely wear it; it's only on the most special of occasions. So we're digging out the 34 jersey, and yes, we will stick out like a couple of red cherries in the sea of a whiteout tomorrow.
yeah, we had some group chat stuff going on in my family too. Is like, are we going to try to do the whiteout? Or are we going to rock our jerseys? So
I think
everybody
you deserve
their self-expression to make their decisions.
If you got the 34 jersey, you got to rock it, right?
yeah, it was good luck, he said.
It was, yes. I don't believe the Badgers, a few times I've worn it since that Rose Bowl, I don't think there's been a game I've worn it to where the Badgers have lost. So and goodness gracious, I mean, hopefully against Middle Tennessee, it won't be too close of a game, right?
I hope not. Yeah, hopefully defense continues to play really well, and offensively they can, you know, saw some good things last week, and I think there's still some opportunities for improvement. But I like schematically some of the things we saw with shifts and motions and just some physicality up front. So hopefully can continue to build on that as the season. It's going to ramp up real quick after these non-conference games.
Well, and Alabama, which, you know, I thought was going to be maybe a little tougher. I mean, got taken to the woodshed in the opening week by unranked Florida State. That maybe Alabama isn't quite as tough as we thought they were, Brady.
Potentially, and it's interesting. You see, you know, coaching transition, just how college football continues to evolve. And we've talked about that a lot. It'll be interesting to see what happens for them this week. I have to imagine that things will turn around quickly and they'll get back to, you know, the Alabama of historic that everyone's kind of used to.
Yeah.
Whether that's national champion caliber play or not, I'm sure it will be a really tough challenge for the Badgers.
So, Brady Ewing, former fullback with Wisconsin Badgers, spent 3 years in the NFL, three-time Big Ten champion, talking to us on the phone. Brady, do you know yet? Are you going to get a chance to address the team or at least the running back fullback room or anything like that?
That wasn't on the itinerary that was shared with me, but I would be lying if I didn't say I didn't start to think about it a little bit just in case I was on the spot and they asked me to, you know, if I wanted to address the team or anything like that. So if I got the chance, I'd love it. And I think my messaging would be around just some of the history that I've had with the program and that runs deep at Wisconsin. And although college athletics is evolving, just challenge those guys to take a look back at the history, not just from the time I was there, but well before that, on what Wisconsin football was all about and some of those values that it was founded on.
What, Brady Ewing, what are you most looking forward to tomorrow as you are honored as an honorary alumni captain at tomorrow's game?
Yeah, I think just pregame as the stadium fills up, I think we'll bring back some really cool memories and to be side by side with my kids, my family, be pretty special.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. I can't wait to see you out there, my friend. It is well-deserved, well-earned. This is the first great thing that the Fickell era has done, in my opinion. So that, well done on the Fickell folks for choosing Brady Ewing as tomorrow's honorary captain. And I'm being serious because of what your message you bring and what you and those guys I named. You know, we had the pleasure, our family, of following you and being at some of those games and the attitude, the swagger, the team family commitment you guys had to each other in addition to the skill, but it was all those tangential things that I think that brought those three Big Ten championships consecutively. And I'm glad that they're bringing that attitude back. And I'm glad that you're going to be out there tomorrow. We're going to be cheering for you in our 34s, Brady.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks for all your support through that journey too. It's been fun. And this is a, like I mentioned earlier, just a really cool chance to reflect on that and definitely, you know, it's really nice to see some alumni get involved like JJ. I know Joe Schobert was involved last week as an honorary captain. Just excited to have some alumni and help bridge that gap to the past and to the current Badger state of football.
Great. I know you're going to practice. We'll let you go. Don't want to take up too much of your time. Thank you for being, as you always are, so generous with your time with us, Brady. Congratulations. Have a great day tomorrow.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Brady Ewing, the honorary captain for the Wisconsin Badger football team tomorrow. Cannot wait to go. Couldn't happen to a better person, a nicer guy. And I'm just excited, you know, because for those that haven't listened to the show before, our families, our parents are basically next door neighbors or live a house apart. And so I've gotten to watch Brady's family grow up. He and his lovely wife, Rachel, have four boys. And I've been around him a couple of times. And we went to a Brewers game together last year and we went through Pewaukee. And I said, a couple of the boys were in our car. And I said, can you name the famous teammate that played with your dad from Pewaukee? And they really tried to give a little bunch of hints. Finally, they got, you know, J.J. Watt and the Watt brothers. But to see Brady's sons now being old enough to know what's going on and being able to remember this day tomorrow, I think that's really, really cool. And I'm glad that his kids are going to get to see the crowd start applauding and hollering when they introduce Brady on the field tomorrow. That has to be an incredible feeling for Brady, I know, and for Rachel, his wife, and for his parents, well, David and Andrea, and his brothers and sisters, because they're a very tight family, and this is a great day for the entire Ewing family. So congratulations, number 34 and Brady Ewing. We'll be there tomorrow. We'll talk about it on Monday when we come back. When we come back, we're going to do a few more news headlines for you before the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. Another big hour today. Big show today. Love these kind of shows. Hour number two, Peter Rapine, managing editor of E-Bombs World. Wild and wacky news of human behavior. We can review normally at 3:30, but Peter was so kind to move up because at 3:30, our very own Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, is going to be along, give us the absolute latest up-to-date information live from Lambeau Field in Green Bay on the Packers kickoff on Sunday against the Detroit Lions at 3 o'clock. You can hear that game on many of our Civic Media stations. Also talk about the game we were just talking about with Brady. And again, many thanks to Brady Ewing, former Badger, who is the honorary alumni captain tomorrow for the game. You can hear that game starting the pregame show at 1 o'clock tomorrow on some of the stations on Civic Media as well. And Clemens will talk about the Brewers, who get back in action tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pregame show at 5:05, first pitch just after 5:30. On some of our Brewer stations here at Civic Media as well. So big second hour. Really appreciate everybody for being here on a big Friday. I want to bring you an update on this. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. And now there is a very interesting twist. And I got to clean it up for radio a little bit, obviously. But you ever heard the phrase, they can't seem to get their crap together? That would describe the Assembly Democratic Caucus. So we brought you the story yesterday that one of the Democratic state representatives, Sylvia Ortiz Velez, had been banned from the Capitol by Human Resources because of an alleged threat. Somebody had said that Representative Ortiz Velez had made a threat involving an AR-15. And so, look, I'm not blaming Human Resources. That's a pretty, especially in these times, nothing to monkey around with. So they banned the state representative until they got to the bottom of it. Well, we have an update, courtesy of WisPolitics.com. Great site, WisPolitics.com. A spokesperson for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says an alleged threat that Democratic state representative Sylvia Ortiz Velez made was found to, quote, not be credible, unquote, and her Capitol access was inappropriately revoked. Luke Wolf said no member of the Assembly is barred from the Capitol. This is the spokesperson, I believe, for Representative Voss. Quote, Human Resources made the decision in error, and it shouldn't have happened. We will discuss internal policies moving forward to make sure this doesn't happen again. Want to stop there? Okay. We all good so far? Here's the kicker. According to Voss's office, quote, Representative Greta Neubauer reported it to the Capitol Police, who found it not to be credible, unquote. So it turns out that the Democratic leader in the state assembly turned in a member of her own caucus. You can't make this up. Ortiz Velez, Democrat in Milwaukee, told Wiz Politics yesterday, on Wednesday, that she'd been barred from the Capitol amid an investigation into an alleged threat that she'd made about using an AR-15 against one of her colleagues. Ortiz Velez denied the accusation and said while she is a gun owner, she does not possess such a weapon. Ortiz Velez didn't immediately return calls to WisPolitics last night. In Wednesday's interview, Ortiz Velez said Amanda Jorgensen, the director of the legislature's Human Resource Office had informed the Milwaukee lawmaker that she was barred from the building. Jorgensen also did not immediately return an email seeking comment. Capitol Police yesterday directed WisPolitics' request for any complaints that had been filed against Ortiz-Velez to a Department of Administration spokesperson who did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Meanwhile, Neubauer, Democrat of Racine, guess what? Declined comment on her colleague during a Capitol news conference yesterday, other than again to say Ortiz-Velez was no longer a member of the caucus after the Milwaukee lawmaker indicated to Democratic leadership that she planned to leave. I mean, this is absolute chaos in the Democratic Party over there in the assembly. I mean, and again, if this were real, I don't care whether it's a member of your own party or not. You do the right thing, right? But the Capitol Police have investigated this and found out that what the leader of the Democratic caucus, Representative Greta Neubauer, made a complaint against her own caucus member, Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez, and it was quote-unquote not credible. And now she's out of the caucus. I guess she's still going to vote Democratic, but she's not. She's going to be essentially, she's not going to caucus or go into private meetings with Democrats. I mean, this is not exactly a great look for Democrats in the assembly trying to get control for the first time. And now they got fairer maps. They have a pretty good shot. But this is just a self-inflicted political wound over there. I don't get it.
Pretty par for the course for 2025.
Right? What do they say? Once again, snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory in the Democratic Assembly Caucus. Our very own Dan Schaefer, political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, who's going to be with us next Thursday. Mark your calendar, set your VCRs. He sent this out last night. And I said, let me get this straight. And he goes, yep. I said, you can't make this stuff up, and I love every minute of it. Truth is stranger than fiction. So it is. Peter Rapine will be here in hour number two with a humorous week in review, a what's worse on football, and our very own Mike Clemens with the latest from Lambeau Field. You're not going to want to miss it on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.